You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was another successful night at Brayhead Arena as Brayhead Clan defeated Hull Stingrays by 6-4. Matt Haywood opened the scoring in the first period but was cancelled out by Corey Tanaka. But Lee Salters found the net late on to make it 2-1. The second period began with a fight between Chris Frank and Will Frederick. That got the fans on their feet. And then Salter showed great tenacity to get the better of Carl Lousen to put the Clan 3-1 ahead not long after. Lousen made amends to pull one back to make it 3-2. But then Neil Trim fired one to make it 4-2, Clan reopening that 2-goal advantage. Jordan Meyer added a third for Hull before Jamie Fritch in the third period scored from the blue line. Again, Clan opening a 2-goal lead over the Stingrays, making it 5-3. A second from Lousen made it 5-4 as Hull tried to get themselves back into the game. And then Scott Pitt finished things off with an empty net goal in the last minute. And Brayhead Clan sealing victory on a big night here at Brayhead Arena. It's a 4-point weekend. We'll get reaction from both teams in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me after match. As always, Ryan, 4-point weekend. Can't get better than that, can you?
No, we'll definitely take that. You know, a couple of big conference wins too, so it's good.
What about Hull though? I mean, they were very dogged throughout the game. You just seemed as though you just couldn't kill them off. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't deserve to be in a one goal game at all. But they, you know, every time they came in, they found a way and it went in the net. And you know, they weren't in the game really. You know, we outshoot a team 16-5 in the second period. You know, their goalie made some big saves. We missed some opportunities. They came down. They scored a goal. And they stayed in it. You got to give them some credit. They found a way to stay in it. But ultimately, I thought we controlled most of the game.
Well, sitting obviously at 4-point weekend, that takes you nicely into an away weekend next week down in Fife and Cardiff. Something you touched upon in Clan TV last night too.
Yeah, obviously we needed to get maximum points this week. We know it's going to be a dogfight next weekend. We're going into a tough building, made tougher because the rivalry and everything else in Fife, and then playing a hot team in Cardiff in their own building. They just knocked off Belfast twice in a row. So it's a huge weekend. But you know, I think it's a good time, and we're excited to get on the road for a bit, and should be good.
Lee Salters scoring 2 tonight, man of the match performance as well. He's really come good this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was a game time decision. We were close to pulling him. He's battling an injury, and we were very close to pulling him, and he decided he wanted to try warm ups and see how he was, and then decided to give it a shot. So yeah, it was good. Kind of joked about it with him after, but I thought he played well. I actually thought we played pretty well, and you know, just despite the fact that we'd control you know, 85% of the play, and they come in and get a bounce or a, you know, a deflection, or it goes in the net. And the scoreline definitely wasn't indicative of the game. I can assure you that. And you know, I thought our penalty kill was good. I thought we killed off some penalties, and our power play was good, and two shorthanded goals. I think that's probably first for me as a coach. So no, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't obviously as entertaining as yesterday, but we'll take a win on a doubleheader Sunday.
And a good spread of goals throughout the team as well. That's been happening all through the season. As a coach, you must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, I thought Matt Haywood was incredible today. I thought that was the best game I've seen him play here since I coached him. I thought he was moving his feet. He's so fast, and you know, we need Matty to play that way. We need somebody to get going on that line and spark that line a little bit. And you know, I think they're so good defensively, but we want to get them going offensively as well, so they can jump in. And that was a big goal to get us going.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Brea Clan captain Matt Keith with me just now. Matt, that's a 4-point weekend. You can see it out there. The guys in the dressing room are just loving it at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's contributions from everybody and guys stepping up. Like, you got Derek Grail stepping up with a huge 2 points last night, another two or three points tonight. Like, that's what's, you know, winning us games. But our defense is playing well. It's a complete team effort, and you know, and I think guys, yeah, are happy with it. Like, 5-game homestand, we lost the first one, but come back, win the next four. That's good for us.
And what about the hard work you guys put out there as well? I see it watching it. I'm sure the fans do as well. How do you train for that? How do you practice that?
You know what? I think it's all probably. I mean, you could ask Finner, but it's probably down to a science he's coached before. He knows how to manage guys and how to manage, you know, rest versus practice. And we've had some real good practices. We've had some light days. But his biggest thing is getting us ready to play on a Friday or a Saturday. And it's working right now. So a lot of guys, we're happy with it.
Good spread of goals throughout the team as well. Everybody's contributing in some way, shape or form. Yep. As the captain, you must be proud of that.
You know what, and that's the thing, and I think to myself a lot, like, yeah, of course I'd love to be scoring more, and I think I'm capable of scoring more, but at the same time, I said to myself last night when I got home, you know what, I could have had 3 points last night against Fife, and we lose 4-3, I would have been pissed off. I would have been happy with it. But you know what, I had 0 points, but we win the game, and to me that's what it's all about. At this point, for me personally, at this point in my career, it's about winning, and you know, you start to take pride more in the little things and doing the things that maybe the coach is asking or that you realize that need to be done. And yeah, just really happy for other guys. And that's why we're rolling along so well right now, is we have some really good players and some guys that are stepping up. And it's not just, you know, the Pitt, the Trims, the Salters, the Myers. We're getting contributions all through the lineup, and even on the back end, guys stepping up and playing a real good game. We're playing a good team game right now.
Reflecting on the weekend, how tough opponents were Fife and obviously Hull here tonight?
You know what, I think with Fife it's a rivalry, and it's tough to play them because you always remember the last game, and I know they probably think the same thing, and you know, they're a good team. So for us last night, I thought that was probably our best 60-minute effort. Coming into tonight to Hull, they beat us pretty bad the last time we were down there. So it's important for us tonight, even though it was a back-and-forth game and it was kind of, you know, a little bit end-to-end at times, those are the games you have to win. It doesn't matter who you're playing, and they have some really good players, and Finner prepared us properly before the game and said who we were playing, and kind of that was, you know, you have to key on those guys, and it feels good to get the win.
Above anything else, what's the one key attribute you think this team has when you look at the season so far and how well it's panning out so far?
I would say desire. You know, like, I know coming here last year, the team built on success, and there were some expectations in place for this year. I've heard some people come up to me and said, oh, we've exceeded expectations, but you don't get that sense in the dressing room. Guys, we want to win. We don't want to lose, and that's the biggest thing, is just desire. Guys, you know, we lose one game, it's back at it the next night, and I think that's really helping our team. And like, I mean, we talked about it's everybody. It's not just a couple guys. It's not just a couple guys scoring. We're getting contributions. A huge first goal tonight from Matty Haywood. That line's been good, been solid, and that, I mean, that's what you need.
Thanks very much, Matt.
All right, thank you.
So there we are, that's the view of coach Ryan Finnerty and the captain, Matt Keith. Unfortunately, we couldn't get hold of any of the Hull players. And I must apologise for the choice of colourful language Matt Keith used in his interview as well, for anyone that may be offended. Next game for Brayhead Clan here at Brayhead Arena. It's the visit of Edinburgh Capitals on Wednesday, the 17th of December. Face-off is at 7:30. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Those tickets available, as I say, via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700, or from the Brayhead Arena box office. My thanks to you for listening. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.